Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You've been injured in an auto accident, and now you're drowning in medical bills or dealing with insurance companies who couldn't care less about you. Injury attorney David Femininio needs to be your first call, period. Get David, get paid. It's not just a catchy phrase. It's a promise. So if someone you know has been injured, don't just sit there and hope things get better. Call David at 855-65-CRASH or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. That's getdavidgetpaid.com.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Okay, real quick, because we were up against it. Here's the Earl Thomas story. I'm surprised you don't remember this. This was like the height of the pandemic. So Earl Thomas was held at gunpoint by his wife, who found him and his brother in bed with another woman. I believe that's first ballot Hall of Fame domestic issues. Gunpoint. Not that you're in bed with another woman. It's you and your brother having some quality time together with another woman. And you're being...
Was this the same wife that was up on identity theft charges?
Well, there was a lot going on in Earl's world. But that's what I was referring to.
Because that story popped up. Like, oh, okay, the wife, identity.
Yeah, something else popped up.
Yeah.
That was the story I was referring to.
Okay.
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 First ballot Hall of Fame chaos. So.
You know what, Mike? Mistakes were made.
It's okay. David, a couple of ticket texts. We will get to the callers, but I want to welcome Kenny in shortly because, let's face it, guys, if Iserman's going to make a big trade, it probably happens this week. The draft is Friday and Saturday, and one of the Wings' biggest trade chips outside of having $21 million in cap space is the number 13 overall pick. Here. It's make fun of Mike hour. There's no scenario I want them using that pick. None. Take the pick, take
trade
a player.
Away.
And there are plenty of teams that are bleeding financially, need cap relief. Great. You're one of the only teams in the league that can take salary on. We're going to get to this. Ticket text first, and then we need to talk to Kenny.
Yeah, someone's saying maybe my ears don't work, but no Warren Sapp or Terrell Suggs.
Sapp was 90s.
Yeah.
Suggs there.
Yeah.
You know why he's not? The god-awful role he played on Ballers, T-Sizzle. Takes you right off the list.
He was pretty pathetic on that. You're right about
bad.
That. Detroit fan here says it should be straight facts. Lewis Delmas should be on that list. Oh. I can't read it with a straight face.
No.
Lewis Delmas?
I mean, who was Ed Reed? You absolutely right Delmas should be on there.
Okay. Right.
Someone else does text in and say that Troy Polamalu is one of the most overrated players in the NFL. Was only known because of his hair. That's it. Very dirty player.
Okay. David needed Polamalu. Okay. Let it go.
I know.
Just let it go.
You're right.
Right. He was a great player.
And this was for you. No Trinity Benson?
Okay. That's Rico's. That's Rico's Wyatt Langford.
No. He'll be a Lion, I'm sure, again this summer.
For 3 7th round picks. All right. Let's bring Kenny into the mix because obviously we'll get to these Piston callers. I mean, again, Halliburton's out all of next year. I don't know how you don't make a trade. For the Wings, this is a little different. This is a big week. NBA draft is Wednesday night. NHL draft Friday, Saturday. I don't think I'm out of line saying if you're going to make a trade, it happens this week. And I also don't think I'm out of line saying one of your biggest trade chips, the 13th overall pick, which I have no desire to use. Whoever I take in this draft might be here in 2030. I'm not interested. But, Kenny, you're back. We got into it with Wings fans, and one Wings fan in particular last week.
Yeah, I heard about this. What happened there?
So we did a topic after Florida won the title, won the championship, and I said, look, what can we learn? I said, here's what I am personally taking. Very little of that team was drafted. Zito has put a masterclass of, obviously, the tax code, but also pro scouting. I said, the biggest thing I take away from this is the pro scouting and the fact that the Wings pro scouting is so bad is why they're mired with where they're at. You would have thought, I mean, I launched paintballs at Eisenman. The caller ended up agreeing with me after slandering me. But here's my point. You're back. I need to know from you, am I wrong in saying if there's a big trade, it's this week? Am I wrong in saying the 13th pick is one of their best assets and I have no desire to use it? What's going to happen this week?
It's more than just the 13th pick, too. We have a bunch of blue chip prospects that we've been told how great they are. And I'm not saying trade the farm, but you can use them as trade bait. You also have an extra third and an extra seventh round pick this year. I mean, you have 9 picks in 7 rounds. So I think what should happen is weaponize, make yourself better for this year and next year. What I think will happen is the opposite, is more of the same. And the only reason I say that, it's not to demonize Steve Yzerman. It's more about, what have we seen? It's more of the same. Every offseason, we seem to say the same thing, don't we? We seem to say, oh, well, this has to be the big splash offseason, right? We got to make the playoffs. We got to be a playoff team, right?
It's approaching Scott Frost levels, where it used to be the bit on this show, this is the year Scott Frost gets right.
Right, and it hasn't happened, so what reason do I have to believe that all of a sudden this is the year he's going to make a big free agency signing, give somebody term, give somebody money, or make a big trade that we haven't seen since DeBrinket, and that was how long ago at this point? That was a midseason trade, I believe. Or maybe that was the offseason, I can't remember. But still, it's one of those trades that you need to make, and you have the things to do it. Now, I'm not going to sit here and give you names, but, I mean, that's Steve. What do I say all the time? That's what the money's for. Figure it out at this point.
Well, and again, I mean, if you want some names, I mean, it's like, for instance, Byram from Buffalo, the kid who I think he went 2 picks ahead of Mo Sider. You know, again, do you want to make a move there? The Islanders, it's in the New York papers all week. Noah Dobson. They might trade Noah Dobson, who's 25 years old. He's restricted. He's the Islanders' best defenseman. They're taking a defenseman number one overall, the Schaefer kid. I don't know. It's not my job to tell you. It's
who?
Guys.
Just
it's,
make the deal.
It's more what. Like, it's similar to what we talked about with the Pistons, but for Red Wing fan, it's buyouts are eligible. The Wings bought anybody out? No. Trades are happening around the league. I was going to ask Kenny a question, but then people started calling. 248-539-9797. Like, look, Zegras got traded from Anaheim. First 2 years, electric. Last 2 years, injuries and also very not electric, but it's a buy low candidate. It's teams taking chances, teams doing things.
Yeah.
So if there's going to be a deal, it happens this week. Well, what do you think's going to happen? Look, I'm hopeful. And you know, if I'm hopeful, that's a problem.
Well,
because hope is not a strategy in the least.
I guess I thought the Wings were going to be one of the first teams when buyout day came along and be like, okay, you're gone. And it's crickets. So kind of feels like, seems like, looks like, what are we going to do, Mike? Going to run it back.
We like our guys. 248-539-9797. But
this
I don't.
This is the year for Kosa.
I said this with the lottery. I do not want to use that pick. There's no purpose to that pick. None. If you're going to tell me over here on the left side, Yzerman's done a great job drafting, well, then why would I want to use the number 13 pick 7 years into a rebuild when I need a top 6 forward? I need to make the blue line better. I won't even go down the pathway of goaltending because that's like an eternal chocolate fountain at a wedding. Kenny.
Because if you make that pick, you're looking at what, 29?
No, try 2030 never.
Okay.
Kenny, Zegras, isn't that the type of buy low, risk it, biscuit? First 2 years, he was great. Next two, he's injured and kind of a bum, but he's on a putrid team. Do you take a shot? I mean, look, this is the same team that took $5 million of Peter Mrazek. So don't sit here and split your pants because Zegras makes 5.75. And who has a shot of helping you this year, Mrazek or Zegras? And the reality is, they didn't give much for him.
And by the way, they're shipping off a second-round pick for with Jake Walman to San Jose. That was a great deal, too.
Just couldn't stay focused, could he, Rico?
Wyatt Langford. No.
Yes!
This might be my reverse Wyatt Langford. No, yeah. And also, they gave up, like, almost nothing. It was two depth draft picks, I think, and a guy that plays in the middle six. Like, we have all that.
Yeah,
we have
basically, all that, here's Bergeron, a sandwich, and a whoopee cushion.
Correct. That's exactly
but
right.
But my point is, and Zegras, look, last 2 years have been dreadful and injury-filled. The point is
that there were problems within that Anaheim organization, though, with him. I think a change of scenery is going to do wonders for him.
But it's just like Elias Pettersson. It's the same principle.
Yep.
The perfect players aren't available. You've watched too much of the Wayne Gretzky 30 for 30 if you think that's happening. Call up Peter Pocklington. Like, I want to understand from wing fans what you want to happen versus what you think's going to happen. Because by the time they draft Friday night, I know how I am. And it doesn't mean I'm right. I'm going to be angry if they just sit there. Red Wings make another solid pick. Who cares?
Right.
That player won't be here to help us.
Right. Do you think they use all nine of those draft picks?
I don't know. I fear that they will.
It's almost, I'm at the point where I'm like, put it on the board. I'll write it down. Lunch bet, whatever. I think he uses all nine of those picks.
Really?
Oh, no. Come on.
Why? What reason do you have to believe otherwise?
Hope.
What is he? Yeah, hope is not a strategy here, Mike. I've seen the last three off seasons. I have no hope.
Come on, man. No way.
I will not give Love a chance.
Hold on.
So all nine.
All nine of them.
All right, hold on.
Put it on the board.
So you think they're drafting? Just use pick 13, for God's sakes. They're going to use pick 13.
They will use pick 13.
That's ridiculous. All right, buyouts. We going to get one?
Nope.
Okay. And a trade.
You know what?
What did I say a couple of weeks ago? You get a comp.
Kenny has officially given up.
Yes, I have. Because what... What's the definition of insanity? Doing the same thing over and over, expecting different results.
No and no.
No and no. Exactly.
No.
And that's his attitude this whole offseason is no and no.
Deep breath. You really believe what you're saying?
Yes, I do. What? Give me a reason why. Tell me why. Give me one reason.
Not to drop, I thought you were going to play.
Hey, but they have a new cool 100th anniversary logo.
Oh,
my God.
Oh, yeah. Did you see that, too, on their social media? Rico, you might have seen it because you're on social media. The Wings have this, like, cryptic thing that they posted about please stand by and, like, a maintenance type of a logo.
Please stand by. That's what they should put up for their playoff chances.
That's every offseason. Please stand by. Well, it's appropriate at this point.
But here's the thing.
Jokes kind of write themselves.
No, I know, but like we desperately want this team to be good. Okay, 13th pick. I go, Kenny, are they going to trade it? No and no. Buyouts? No and no. Kenny, if a big trade happens, he validated my claim. I'm not crazy. Big trades are going to happen before or at the draft. That's a yes.
Yeah.
Do you think it's going to happen? No
and
no.
That's right.
So then what's the point? $21 million in cap space. What are we going to do? Sign another middle six forward?
And now you've arrived where I currently am. That's exactly my mentality is you'll fill out your middle six and you'll draft some depth and like a third rotation defenseman.
What, does JT Compher have a brother? Are we going to sign him?
Yeah, MT Compher, ML Compher.
What? Wait, ML Compher? Is that what you just
Oh no.
248-539-9797. Wings fans, talk to me. I'm nervous. Kenny's just outright quit. We'll get to your phone calls next. 97.1.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You've been injured in an auto accident, and now you're drowning in medical bills or dealing with insurance companies who couldn't care less about you. Injury attorney David Femininio needs to be your first call, period. Get David, get paid. It's not just a catchy phrase. It's a promise. So if someone you know has been injured, don't just sit there and hope things get better. Call David at 855-65-CRASH or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. That's getdavidgetpaid.com.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
All right, we get to the people, and it's just a question. It's a massive week for the Pistons and Red Wings. Red Wings we've turned our attention to, which is the draft is Friday and Saturday. It's just obvious trades are taking place now. If you're going to make a big trade, it's going to happen around the draft, before or at. And I've asked Kenny a multitude of questions, and Kenny's answer is essentially no and no to all of them. I want to know what your answer is. I don't want them picking 13th. There's no use for it. I'd move that pick in a heartbeat. I want to make a trade. I don't want to sign more middle six garbage. I want high-end players. And yes, you're going to have to pay to get them. But what are we doing here if that's not the goal? So let's talk to the hockey elite and see where they're at.
Because I think what Kenny is saying, and I kind of feel like this, if you pick at 13th, it's telling you, I guess, the obvious that there's really no pressure. This guy has the longest runway ever.
You're drafting a player, and Yzerman may not even be here when he comes up.
Yeah.
Call it. Can you guarantee Yzerman's here in 2031?
No.
Okay, well, I have no interest in using that pick.
Right.
Like, what is the point? I'll use the pick to acquire someone. I'll use the pick to, here, take the 13th pick, and I'll dump all the crap, all the garbage on you. I don't know. I don't know. All I envision is a dump truck, and it's emptying a whole pallet of mulch onto the ground. Here's all our stuff, and it's in your driveway now. I don't know what else to do. Let's go to the people. We'll go to Dave, 97.1. Hi, Dave.
Hey, thanks for taking my call, guys.
Sure.
Yeah, Kenny, thank you, and I hope you guys are doing well. The thing with Kenny, it was spot on, you know. And, you know, I don't know, unless he's Jim Harbaugh, who can deliver in 7 years, and it took that long. But I know it's harder in hockey. But this, I like Stevie, you know, what he did in this town and everything. But, man, you know, you got to get off the schneid. Like you said, you know, get a good player or two in here, you know, that could shore up the blue line and, you know, have a good power play, and, you know, hopefully you get a decent goaltender and, you know, do something right in this town, man. And it's just, you know, they got the most Stanley Cups of any American team, you know. He's got to be feeling the pressure. I mean, I would. I mean, I'm not Stevie, but – or it's Chris Illich. I don't know.
So
but
just
anyway,
to
that's
be,
all I wanted to
just
say.
To be clear, so
yeah,
13th pick Friday night, you believe they're using it, not weaponizing it, right?
Yeah, unfortunately, I'd trade up. I'd get somebody else and package a deal.
I wouldn't get trade up.
You know,
there's no. First of all, the cost of trading up is.
I'm sorry, I wouldn't trade up. I would just use that pick and get another player that's good, an all-star, somebody that can play.
It's a weapon. There's a lot of teams in the league that need financial help. They're up against the cap. Look, here's some of the players. I'll just give you a few of these. This is a list. You can do what you want. I mean, Kenny, you want to, like, I brought this up. You were screening a call. Any interest in Noah Dobson? New York papers, the Islanders may trade this kid.
Yeah, sure.
Now, again, production dipped from 70 to about 40 points, but he's 25, so you can't use the age thing.
I think that actually works in your advantage because 25 is still marginally young for an NHL player.
Right, but he's also, look, the Islanders are going to take a defenseman. They don't want to pay this guy $10 million a year. You can go that route. Byram on the list.
Yes.
Pettersson on the list. Now, again, Marchessault.
Yes.
You were interested before
knows how
he went
to win in playoffs.
Right,
yes.
And again, older, but Predators signed him, and now the Predators are rebuilding. Evander Kane?
Yeah, sure.
He's a pain in the ass.
He is a pain in the ass, and that's what teams like Edmonton and Florida, how they get to the finals, is guys like Sam Bennett and Evander Kane.
Yeah, another $5 million hit.
Here's the guy that Cookies wants, Jason Robertson.
Yeah, oh, my God, that's the dreamboat.
Former 40-goal scorer.
That's the dreamboat.
He's got 2 years. He's, what is he, restricted after next year, right?
That I'm not sure. I'd have to look at that. That's the dreamboat.
Why does his name, look, he's a left winger. He's 25. Why does his name keep appearing in trade rumors?
It's a good question. I just don't think Dallas can pay everybody. I think that's the issue.
Okay, so right now he's got 1 year left at 7.75.
Yep.
What's that cost?
To get, like, the cost, the trade cost?
If I start with the 13th pick.
Yeah, you're going to need that.
No, I start with it. What else?
Probably a prospect that's NHL ready. Probably a Sandin Pelika type.
I leave that to you.
With trade markets, I am so above my depth with that. I have no clue because there are trades that'll happen.
You're like, how is this possible?
Like, what is going on here? Is this real life? So, I mean, hell, you could tell me that it's three prospects and Augustine and a first, and
let me ask you a question. What if it was the 13th pick and Evanson?
No.
You wouldn't do it. I'm just testing you. I'm not suggesting.
No, I
don't want any of the Octopi Mafia to be all upset. I'm testing Kenny.
I like that.
That makes your defense so much worse.
Kenny, it was a test.
I pass?
You passed.
All right.
All right. How about this one?
All right.
13th pick, Kasper. This is a test, not a suggestion. It's a test of the emergency broadcast thing.
I think you drop the first then and you give a second or a third.
Just you see what we're doing here? We're Kenny's struggling.
I am. That's tough, though. I like Kasper quite a bit. I think he's going to be something in a couple of years.
Hey, it's a test.
But he's already here right now playing productive minutes.
David. No, but the thing is, Kenny, it's kind of what we said about the Pistons. It may sting a little bit at first to make this deal.
Bottom line is, true or false, Robertson would walk in, he'd be your best player.
He'd be one of them, yeah. He probably would be. He'd definitely be your best offensive player. That's
and
sure.
What does his team need?
They
need a lot. Okay, let me walk that
say,
back.
I don't know what should. This is a terrible test.
Let's go to Kevin, 97.1. Kev, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you doing, guys?
Good, Kev.
You're cracking me up with the questions just being thrown at Kenny with the what's it going to take. I love it. But, what I would like the Red Wings to do, this is just, I think it's like a 2-year plan where right now they just got to focus on the defense right now. I really would like to see them make a trade for that Byram, and I would love to see them get that Dobson. Dobson's only 25 because right now the team's just, we're not, if we made the playoffs, we're done in four games. I think our defense and goaltending is so bad. If we could bolster the defense, that's going to improve our goaltending and our offense. And then, in 2026, you're going to have a free agency class. I mean, we're not going to get Connor McDavid, but you got Jack Eichel, you got Kyle Connor, you got Kiprusoff, Alex Tuch, and those would be pieces to add on. The thing is, though, I do think he definitely should trade that 13th pick because, I mean, all we hear about is how great our prospects are, so why does he need that first-round pick?
You don't.
But realistically, I'm worried because I think his ego's getting a little too big as just based off of that last press conference we had. I wouldn't be surprised if he used the pick. If he did, I'd be shocked. But I'm pissed. But real quick, Mike, I was going to say, with Jason Robertson, all these trade rumors, I saw something on Friday night, and it was I didn't think it was, real, but it's still not real. But Elliot Friedman, who's basically the Adam Schefter of the NHL, he put out that, what the Bruins have proposed potentially to the Stars, and it's two first-round picks, 2026, 2027, two-thirds, and one of their prospects. to get Robertson.
I see. So it's like, I'm crazy. I do that all day.
Exactly.
What do we need? We need a top line forward who's offensive minded.
Yeah.
Okay, guy's got 240 goal seasons. He's 25 years old. Oh, and by the way, is Robertson a Northville native? I know that always matters.
Yeah, he played for Little Caesars. Yeah, I know, right? All that crap.
Oh, he's a West Bloomfield product.
Because his dad played the pitcher for the Tigers.
Right.
Hit that siren.
But Kev, it checks all the boxes, and it's like, what precludes us from doing that?
Sorry, Mike, go ahead.
No, you're fine. It sucks because it's like, Kev, I ask Kenny the questions, I ask you the questions, and we all look like bad people because what? Because we want more?
Mm-hmm. No, well, think about it, Mike. Think about when, I mean, it's not as significant, but like when the Pistons were getting better back in the going to work days, they traded Jerry Stackhouse, who was their star player. People were pissed about it, but it turned like Rip Hamilton and something else.
Sure.
And then we traded Curtis Granderson. Everyone was pissed off about that, and that turned into Max Scherzer. I just feel like you got to be bold at times.
You do.
And you're not, especially in the NHL, you're not going to win through free agency. It's going or the draft. It's going to be through trade.
You know, and Kev, here's the thing. It's very easy. I'm only gatekeeping one prospect. I'm not trading Pelika. We've waited this long. He's going to walk into the league. We have to have him, right? Like we I can't trade him. I need him.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if it's going to be the 30 for 30 documentary and Connor McDavid's out there, you're just like, here, take everything. Take it all. Whatever you want. Here, take my hat. But the point is, outside of that, am I going to cry if they traded Danielson or Nygaard or Wallander? I don't care.
Getting choked up over there.
I'm upset. I'm more upset than anything. Because we sit here and it's like, Kenny is dying for this team to win.
Yeah.
And he is the ultimate, like, optimism guy with this team. And I asked him three critical questions, and not because he wanted to, because he had to. He sounded like Eisenman at the presser. No and no. No and no.
I wonder, Kenny, is any of this kind of like the old lady at the slot machine? They put so much money in that machine that they're afraid to get up and leave. Because the next person who'll sit down will hit the jackpot.
I think you're looking at this all wrong. I think it's almost the exact opposite. They can just sit there and do whatever they want because there's no accountability. They have deep pockets. This is just for fun for them.
Okay. So you've compared the Wings. You know, I'm not going to, you know, why don't I stop there? No, I'm going to stop there.
No,
no,
and no.
No, and no. Thank you. Steve, you going to trade that pick Friday? Okay, but we're going to trade for a top line forward before Friday, right? Okay, good. Hey, can I expect to make the playoffs next year?
Okay. That's a flag.
Sweet. Poor kid. Okay, 97-1.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You've been injured in an auto accident, and now you're drowning in medical bills or dealing with insurance companies who couldn't care less about you. Injury attorney David Feminino needs to be your first call, period. Get David, get paid. It's not just a catchy phrase. It's a promise. So if someone you know has been injured, don't just sit there and hope things get better. Call David at 855-65-CRASH or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. That's getdavidgetpaid.com.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Okay. I have a trade proposal. Now, Odyssey.com Rewind if this doesn't interest you. But this is a very substantial week for the Wings and the Pistons. Draft in the NBA Wednesday night. Yes, they're saying Thursday too, but who's watching the second round? Well,
Pistons draft is technically in the second night unless they move up.
Friday night, it's the NHL draft. Wings are picking 13th. I just brought up Jason Robertson. First line player, two-time 40-goal scorer, 7.75 AAV, one more year, you're going to have to pay him. Dallas does not have a lot of cap. I think they have $4 million. They're a win-now team. This is a trade proposal, Kenny, from the New York Times. Wings land Jason Robertson. Now, I know I'm inclined to just say do it because I loathe this 13th pick. It's like this personal project of mine. But here's the trade offer, and I want you to tell me this isn't a yes on the phone without even checking with your owner. Ready? The Wings get Robertson. The Stars get the number 13 overall pick Friday night. They get a 26 second rounder, and they get former love child of yours, Mr. Elmer Soderblom.
Yeah, in. 100% in. Right here, right now. Sign
Done.
Me up.
Done.
Sign the paper. Yes.
Because
what are any of those things doing to help you win right now?
Wait, what are they giving up again?
Pick 13.
Okay.
A 26 second rounder. And Kenny's former nephew, Elmer Soderblom.
A very large man who doesn't do a whole lot. Yes, I'm in.
Seems too easy.
I like Soderblom. He's a good enough player. But, I mean, at that for right here, right, you're getting a 40-goal score on the exchange. Yes, I'm in.
Okay.
No, without even thinking about it. Yes,
I just wanted to put that out there to you because, ultimately, anyone who writes and covers hockey, the mantra is if a big trade's going down, it goes down this week. Mm-hmm. You're seeing these trades happen. I mean, Kreider last week, obviously, I'm not going to put Zegras in that category, but that is a risk-it-biscuit move by Philadelphia. You're seeing moves get made. If Yzerman's got a trade up his sleeve, it would be in the lead-up to, and I still believe. Look, if you look at the Wings on an asset basis, first of all, Dylan Larkin has a no-movement thingamabob. Fine. But whether it's Larkin, whether it's Raymond, whether it's DeBrinket, whether it's Casper, whether it's Sider, these are things they don't want to get rid of or can't get rid of, mm-hmm. right? The 13th overall pick is one of the best things you have to offer anybody. I mean, I'm sorry. Figure it the F out. Why, Kenny?
That's what the money's for.
No and no.
With intensity.
Thank you. All right.
Hey, Steve, are you going to make that trade?
Stop. Gratuitous. 5-yard penalty. All right. David, ticket text, and then we'll get back to football, and we'll kind of reset what we're doing here.
Guys, I can't believe Yzerman didn't have the paperwork already ready for Hall as soon as the offseason officially started. Also, starting to wonder if Yzerman even picks up the phone anymore at all. Another text says, Steve Yzerman needs to do these things for me to be back on board. Otherwise, this team is toast. Kosa needs to be up day one. Next, trading for Gudas or top-notch defenseman for our first-round pick.
Here's one. Attach a stick of dynamite and a second-round pick to Tarasenko and get him out of here. They're another wasted $5 million.
Oh, you mean what they gave up for Wallman when they traded him away?
Kenny, you have to let it go.
I'm begging you.
You have to let
I
it
cannot.
Go.
I cannot. Wyatt Langford.
But Kenny, I'm asking you. I mean, look at buyouts are legal.
Yes.
The window's open. All right, ready? How many of these do I get away with? How many buyouts?
I don't think. I think I think you're asking a little much, but
All right, hold on.
Just take the trade. If they make the trade, you have to be okay with no buyouts.
Would you buy out Mrazek?
They're not going to buy out Mrazek. They just traded for him.
He's terrible. All right, hold on. Work with me. Sherratt.
I'd buy him out tomorrow.
Okay, that's 4.75. Hall. Forget it. I don't even need your answer. Gustafson, I don't even need your answer. Okay.
Whatever you think my answer is going to be, Mike, you might be right.
This is so bad. Okay, here we go. Tarasenko.
Yeah.
There's another 4.75. Comfer.
I don't know how many, if there's a limit on buyouts. That's my only. That's a great question. There might be. There's a limit on deferred salary. I have no idea how this
league
works.
In the words of buyouts, I'd be James Harden at the strip club after game 7.
Making it rain.
I'd have the Lil Wayne cash cannon.
I have an answer for you. There are no limits on the number of buyouts a team can have at one time.
Oh, baby. But I'm being serious.
Buying everybody out.
You get a buyout. You just, it's a GTFO offseason.
Hey, my locker's not here.
I know. And you're gone. No, I'm being serious. Kenny, they have 21 in space. A tactical buyout, like a Tarasenko has no role here.
No. No.
Buy him out. Your cap is in a beautiful position. Kenny, how am I wrong here?
You're not. I would start with Hull because I think he's just wasting space in a press box somewhere most games. So I'd ship his ass out of town.
Is it true that Hull actually sits next to Jim Costa at games?
I think you might.
One problem. One's a radio host. The other guy's making 3.4. Okay, Kenny has spoken. No and no.
No and no.
All right, so Kenny said there will be no buyout. He's absolutely not trading pick 13, and we can't expect to trade.
I'm flexible on the buyout. Maybe there'll be one buyout. Maybe. Maybe it'll be Hull. That would be my guess if I had to guess that he's going to buy somebody out.
David, the text, please.
We're going to put that up on the big board, too?
No.
Okay. No, Kenny doesn't have that confidence. God, how excited would we be to come on the air and be able to, like, applaud Iserman and be like, man, awesome start to summer. This makes me want to watch.
That's what we want to do. We don't want to have these type of conversations.
It's just team by team, we have these expectations and they just don't match the fan energy, or at least our energy. That's what it seems like.
Someone texts in and says, we pick Gustav Lindstrom one pick before Jason Robertson. Isn't he from here? How did the scouts miss it?
I always love how anyone you might be interested in for the Wings has to have a connection to playing for the Little Caesars program or grew up in Windsor, Northville, or like Garden effing City.
Yeah, there's a circle.
Went to Michigan.
Yeah. Well, you know, he grew up and I don't care.
Dylan Larkin's from Waterford, Mike. Did you know that? Did you know that he went to school here, too? Did you know that?
I don't care. Well, this player once shook Red Berenson's hand. Super. I don't care.
This player's grandfather attended games at Olympia.
Right. This guy would say, oh, his family is from the lineage of the Oosterbonds. Why does it matter? It's an Original Six franchise. It's the best American franchise in the sport. It's supposed to matter.
Metamora native.
Right. Okay. It's like if the Wings are interested in you, you've had to have met Tom Milliken. That's the prequel. That's the pre-qualifier.
Have you met Tom?
No?
Okay.
Don't care for you.
His brother played for Tom Milliken.
Right, exactly. Well, I coached his third cousin in youth ball. Super. Add him to the list. David, go ahead, and then we'll be timely.
Someone is asking you, Kenny, because there's a rumor out there, Dobson for Berggren, Comfer, and 13th pick. Is that a real?
My head will explode as an Islander fan, but I'd be happy for you.
Yeah, no, totally. That's fine
hey,
with me.
Hey, you're number one.
Right.
Are you kidding me? Noah Dobson's one of our three best players. He's 25 years old. Yeah. Berggren?
Yeah.
You may as well trade me a burger. Are you kidding me? You got to give me something, man.
You get 13.
Hey, Kenny.
You said you wanted to trade 13.
Kenny.
Not like this.
Hey, Kenny. Kenny.
No and no? That's what the money's for? I don't know. We don't pay running backs? I don't know. Stop pointing at me for things.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You've been injured in an auto accident, and now you're drowning in medical bills or dealing with insurance companies who couldn't care less about you. Injury attorney David Feminino needs to be your first call, period. Get David, get paid. It's not just a catchy phrase. It's a promise. So if someone you know has been injured, don't just sit there and hope things get better. Call David at 855-65-CRASH or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. That's getdavidgetpaid.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.